Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Northwest Department of Social Development social workers are repatriating 27 young boys from Mozambique back home after they resurfaced from Stilfontein unused mines. We've been watching the story for a while. On the line with us is Petros Siko, who's a spokesperson for the Northwest Department of Social Development. A very good evening and thank you very much for your time.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Mr. Siko, maybe just give us the status of these young children who surfaced from the mine in Stilfontein. I think they've been at a safe house or a safe place for maybe 2 weeks now. Maybe give us maybe more of those details.
In line with the law, here we're talking about the Children's Act. That's where social development comes into the picture. As soon as the children are safe from this the old gold mines in Stilfontein, they appeared before the court and the court of law. The children's court handed them to our department to be placed in a temporary safe care or child care center in Matlosana and also in Mafikeng. That's where we give them accommodation, food, and also work on the process of repatriating them to their country of origin, which is Mozambique.
Mm. What do we know? What were we able to, you know, to get from these children? Did they come alone? Were they accompanied? What do we know?
Hey, it's difficult to say we know much about these children because they are so dodgy. And then what is also more striking is that because of the language barrier, we couldn't even grasp much information from them. We ought to depend upon the language interpreter to talk to them. And this has also had a bearing on the process of counseling, because for our social worker to counsel them or to provide them with social support in the form of counseling, we have to be on the same page speaking the same language. Now, we had a challenge with regard to that because we can't speak any language that is spoken in South Africa. We had that hassle with regard to the language. Other than that, as I said, they are so dodgy, they can't give you information as to who sent them here, how did they come to this country. Yeah, that's it.
Were they undocumented children?
Yes, they are undocumented. Now, as I said, we have worked around the clock together with many stakeholders. Firstly, if you could allow me to outline a bit of this process as to how it unfolded. At the children interface from the mines, they have to go through the health screening. The health department had to check their health condition. From there, to get their age estimations, we have to rely on the Home Affairs. There are a lot of people that are involved here. Now, these kids have got no documents. They are undocumented. We have to rely on the services and the expertise of Home Affairs to get their ages, even their names. And on top of that, we also had to liaise with Mozambique to assist us, to provide us with the necessary documents, especially the tribal documents, so that the repatriation becomes smooth and peaceful.
How sure are we that they are children? That they, you know, if we are talking about people who are undocumented, how sure are we of their ages?
Those had to appear before the children's court. As I said, you're working with many stakeholders here. We also have your international social work services. So these ones are able to reach out even to Mozambique. You have to verify all the information together with the Home Affairs, together with the social work services, together with the Mozambican consulate. That's what I said to you earlier on. The Mozambique consulate had to issue the travel documents for all these children so that they can be repatriated back home smoothly.
What's our working relationship with the Mozambican authorities? I mean, you're saying that we didn't get enough information because we struggled with language. Couldn't they assist us with interpretation services?
I think everything went smooth. In addition, I can say to you, we have some organizations like Space SA, mm-hmm. who also came on board to assist with language interpretation and also making sure that we get necessary information, especially around the repatriation process.
I mean, I ask, and look, I don't expect you to have all the answers. You're only from social development, so maybe I'm asking you questions that you may not be able to respond to. But perhaps maybe all of us are curious about what other information they could have assisted us with, you know, who brought us here, who brought them here, you know, was it a syndicate? Did they bring themselves? So those kinds of details would have been really nice to hear. That intelligence would have supported a lot of our efforts here. So, you know, were there other people who are helping us with trying to get any information from these children?
Now, only such will be in the right information of that kind.
Yeah.
As I said, we only work with children. And the children cannot be placed in a prison as the court declared them to be or withdraw their charges.
Mm.
You can't even ask them further questions because they are minors.
Yep.
They cannot be imprisoned.
So when are they leaving? When are they actually going to Mozambique?
As I'm talking to you now, the children, I believe that they are with their parents now.
Okay.
Our social workers left midnight day. They left for Lebombo border to hand over those kids to the Mozambican consulate. This process is what we call care to care, where the social workers hand over these children to other social workers at Mozambique, especially around the Limbombo border.
Appreciate
the care process is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
We hand them to the social workers in that area or in that country.
Yeah.
And then the Mozambican government have to take over the reins from us.
Yes.
They have to reunify those children with their parents in Mozambique.
Well, thank you very much for that update. Northwest Department of Social Development spokesperson Petro Sisiko.
Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.